Alex.
Ed Gamble.
Oh, do you want to get engaged to me?
Maybe.
Okay. Do the most preposterous thing with this chickpea. You have 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Yes, please.
Your time starts now.
Okay.
What do you think preposterous means, Katie?
Absurd. Outlandish.
My process normally is to do the first thing that comes into my head. And obviously the first thing I think is to shove this up my... Well, let's bank that.
So something small, it'd be like trying to do something large with it.
OK, let's think of something else I can do. Here I am trying to think of the second thing I could do. Balance it on my...
Right, who's first?
It's Ed first to portray preposterousness with a P.
Jesus Christ.
Tell me if I'm right here. I was just writing down the narrative as I went along.
Yep.
You wined and dined a chickpea.
Yes.
You fell in love with it.
Yes.
Tragically, you lost that chickpea in an awful car accident. And then, and this is where it gets interesting, you had sex with its smashed up remains.
So it's the chickpea didn't die. The chickpea was injured and then I helped rehabilitate it. And then it happened to numerous other chickpeas. And then we all got off with each other at the
end. Well, I've got to be honest with you, Ed. At the moment, you just look like the Jeffrey Dahmer of the chickpea world.
Well, the way I describe that whole thing is preposterous and absurd.
Right. What have we here?
Is it going to pop up?
That was out of order, man.
Scary clown. Do you want to see his horrible face?
Is that sore, isn't it?
Tonight, we want to play a game.
Little things are more fun, aren't they?
Surprise Alex.
Surprise Alex when he emerges from his shed in 1 hour.
Your time starts now.
Could I move the shed?
Oh, that was what this is a metaphor for, like, it's a surprise.
How far away do his family live?
Go and kidnap his children from school. He comes out the shed and there they are. That would surprise him, wouldn't it?
Are his kids in school? What if he kidnapped his kids? Tied them to a chair outside the shed. I mean, that would surprise him!
Let's see how Rob did. Okay. See if he was surprising.
Alex, you've been a bad boy.
There's quite a lot going on there.
Oh, are you surprised?
Quite surprising, yeah. Quite surprising. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you for that.
I'm sorry, you're right. Are you wet?
Well, I mean, incredible, right?
Mm. He was reasonably caring. After he did it, he said, are you wet? Which is nice.
When you were cackling, dressed as a nan on that sofa, I thought I saw your teeth visibly growing. You were so pleased.
They do when I get really excited.
I mean, it's just mad. Where did the nan thing come from?
Basically, when we were filming that, like, I'd had a kid the week before and I'd about 10 hours sleep and I think I'd gone mad. It was at the beginning of a breakdown.
We've got our winner. There he is.
Hi, guys.
Fill an egg cup with as many tears as possible. You have 20 minutes.
Fill an egg... dear. Oh, well.
Right, let's get my acting out.
I've got some hot pepper sauce. I'm going to put a little bit on my fingers and then I'm going to rub my eye. So now I've rubbed it in enough, that's safe, isn't it? Oh, oh me. That's the money shot. What are you doing at the moment? I'm holding my eyelids open. I'm trying to deal with the chili sauce and thinking about the first 5 minutes of that.
Oh!
I'm going to put a little more chili sauce. It's really intense, that. Oh, I can't see anything but tears now.
Good effort, good effort.
That is the sort of commitment we want on this show. Straight in with the chilli sauce, hard into the eyes. You King Lear'd yourself. Lovely work.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, Asim.
How are you all?
We're all well, thank you, Tim.
Something wrong with that mirror. That's because you're good.
Tell the taskmaster you love him in the most meaningful way.
You've got half an hour and your time starts now.
In the most meaningful way.
It's not telling, is it, love? It's showing.
Actions speak louder than words, as we know. So I probably have to do something more than just pay lip service to this. This lovely man here. This lovely man here.
Could I do something and sort of transpose one thought into an action and ask you to take his place for it and then tell him how it felt?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can decide whether it's meaningful love or it isn't.
Absolutely.
Great. Stop the clock. I've got a good idea. What I need is a cake around this size. I need confectioner's custard. And then I'm going to ask you to take yourself somewhere private and put your bare ass into it. Now, are we clear what you're up to here?
OK. I'm ready.
I hope you enjoy this. It might be the only time in your life you put your bare ass in a cake, but I'll let you get on with it.
All right.
You all right?
I'm all right. Trousers are down.
Good.
Right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
I'm in. Oh.
Enjoy it for a bit longer.
I think I've had enough. Oh.
What did that feel like?
It felt like nothing I'd ever felt before. It was so in me.
Thank you.
different, weren't you?
Oh, for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it really, really was.
Well. Your plan was to show your love for me vicariously through my assistant. And?
Well, if that was love, turns out I've not been in love before.
Yeah? I'll put this on first of all.
I'll be honest, it feels a bit kinky.
There used to be a guy in my village who used to wear one of these.
Is this my task?
God, I feel like I'm back at school in science lessons.
I really need my reading goggles.
In the lab, there is a watermelon.
Eat as much watermelon as possible.
You have 1 minute. Your time starts when you open the door to the lab.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
Frustrating, as I just ate one in my dressing room.
We're going to see Ramesh and Tim together. I've grouped them, and you'll see why.
I'm gonna throw up. If I throw up, would you weigh it? Okay.
How far we've come from Josh Widdicombe gently spooning melon into his mouth to two psychopaths.
Make a mask that tastes delicious and looks great. Totally in my wheelhouse.
Your mask must be entirely edible and entirely wearable.
You have 10 minutes to plan your mask and 20 minutes to make it.
You must then wear your mask so that Alex can taste it.
Jesus Christ. Most delicious and great-looking mask wins. I mean, Noel Fielding is the fucking mask maker.
I went to Venice recently. They had some good masks there.
First instinct, omelette on the head.
I am so good at making masks. You couldn't know how unfair this is on the other people.
I'll get some Skittles.
And some Watsit.
The cheaper the Watsit, the greater the adhesion.
I need large watermelon. Hundreds and thousands.
Some hundreds and thousands.
This is going to be so good, man.
To me, human man. Taste my face of flesh. Howie, what's not to like?
Hi, Bob.
That's it. Totally. Go for my nose, Pat. Come on. Oh, come on. Oh, yes, I'm a sinner. I have sinned. Come on, eat me up. Oh, thank you. Oh, beautiful, mate. Are there more like you on your planet? Oh, more! Please! Absolve me! Howie! Oh, no, I've sinned again!
again! I've sinned again, man!
Well, I've tasted your mask.
Hey, Alex, it was just me.
Oh, it was just me!
What do you reckon? Sexy, yeah?
Thank you!
Bob, I think you were shouting out, I'm a sinner, I have sinned.
Is that what I was
up for? I think that's what you're shouting out while Alex is eating your face.
Did he cure me? Was that the little story?
Yeah, you kept saying thank you.
It's your f***ing mask, mate. I can't not give Bob first place.
OK, 5 points to Bob.